Hi, and welcome to our Christmas episode of our podcast, The Digitizer. My name is Dylan, and I'm the producer of this podcast. In this special episode, I will interview our hosts, Thomas Winter and Philip Moras, to give you more insights about who they are and why they do what they do.
Hi, Dylan.
Hello, great to be here.
Hi, Philip. Hi, Thomas. Nice to have you here. So let's start with an easy question. Who are you, Thomas?
Well, it's a good question how easy that question is. I'm Thomas. I do podcasts. I do everything with tech. I work at Microsoft now. I lead the partner organization, and I'm always looking to what can we do with technology to bring the world or our business forward. And I said, now I'm doing this with partners to help our partners and customers to achieve more.
Great, Philip.
Well, it's not as simple as Thomas's answer. So I have, as you know, a multicultural background, born in New York, French Caribbean heritage. That's where my name comes from. And I grew up in the German-speaking part of Switzerland, married to an Italian national. So very, very multiculti. I'm not as much as a geek as Thomas, but I'm very much interested in technology. And I think it's cool to advance business and make sure that the whole network starts cooperating with each other.
Well, I think after that answer, I'll just go home.
So, Thomas, you started your Microsoft journey over 2 years ago. What was the hardest part about leaving the company you used to work for after nearly two decades?
Well, when you're for a long time in a company, you build a lot of relationships which you leave behind. So that is one side. But also, I mean, it's very familiar, right? And I mean, that's then what is hard to start at a new place of a similar size. You miss the ability to just call whoever you need or you want to get something done. So that's something that has to be rebuilt over time, which cannot be done overnight. So I think that's the hardest part to leave and to come. I'm doing a decent job staying in touch with some of my former colleagues. But yeah, these type of personal networks take time to build and are hard to leave behind.
Good. So, Philip, why do you work for Microsoft?
Well, short answer is opportunity and values. The opportunity came along and I thought Microsoft is a cool company to work for. And why is it a cool company to work for? The values that Microsoft represent and the people that I met at Microsoft so far really cover the values that I have. Inclusion and diversity, working along as a team, making the impossible happen, ensuring that everyone that's somehow involved can profit from what we are doing, and always having the bigger picture in mind. I think that that's something that really spikes me up and allows me to wake up every morning joyful and join Microsoft.
That's a great answer, and we are glad that you're here. So, what led you both to being a host at the Digitizer podcast? How did this project begin, Philip?
So Thomas and I were discussing, trying to find ways of how could we simplify communication and trying to bring the sales organization closer to the partner network. And Thomas had a great idea. How about a podcast? And I thought, yeah, that's a great idea. Let's do it. And so here we are. So I would call it a success, based on the feedback that we received.
Do you want to add anything, Thomas?
Yes, absolutely. So I like to absorb knowledge in audible form more than reading. So I'm just naturally drawn to this format. And I've been listening to podcasts for quite a while, a few different ones very regularly, also especially during commute time. Now, currently we don't really commute, but I'll still do listen to quite a bit of those. So I said, how do you differentiate? Or do you have a message to tell? We want to bring our partners closer to the customers and closer to our sales team. But how do we stand out in this enormously noisy world we live in at this point in time? So figuring out something else. And then I said, well, we should try a podcast. And again, it has this good mix of an interesting format of something. It's always valuable when we have these conversations with people, being it the pure recording or the conversation we have before and after. They're always also good for relationship building. So we felt we tried. We said we give ourselves a year to kind of have a reasonable amount of production value. And yes, it proved actually to be even more positive than we thought originally. And also as you do it frequently, you get more comfortable. And I actually now even remember what the person said at the end of the meeting. Well, at the earliest recording, we're so focused on just getting kind of the production right and the technology and the conversation. So it becomes more and more fun. So we'll definitely be into this for a while.
That's great. So, Philip, what's one thing you wish you had known when you have started your professional journey?
Yeah, that's a tricky question because, as a matter of fact, if I look back on my career, I would not have done anything different. So the thought of thinking about something that I should have known prior to going about my career, I couldn't tell you anything. Everything was good. It's a journey. It's experiences that you're making. Sometimes you fail, sometimes you succeed. I think the thing that I would call out would be never give up. Try to see everything as positive as you can. Learn from it and then go on. And maybe something that I can say is for also younger listeners that are at the beginning of their career is always try to reinvent yourself.
That's awesome. What about you, Thomas? What's one thing you wish you had known?
Well, there is this saying that when you throw a frog into hot water, he'll jump out. But when you slowly boil him, he'll just die in the hot water. So there's something about continuously sharpening your own sensorium, facts and data points, but also your gut to figure out when is the time when things are not good anymore. And then either improve within or change to bigger context. And I'd say sometimes we stick around in a place where it's not fun for whatever reason for too long. So I would probably be more active and moving on to a next thing than I did once or twice over these years.
That's a very good advice. Thomas, you already mentioned that, and I know that you're a big fan of podcasts in your personal life too. What have you listened to recently that inspired you?
So I'm a very avid listener of the Pivot podcast of Scott Galloway and Kara Swisher. I think they're fun, but also they have a lot of deep insight about business and tech, which I just found very interesting. So that's kind of my weekly dose of podcast. I've also listened recently to the Knowledge Project podcast, where Roger Martin, former dean of the Rotman School of Business, was interviewed about what's wrong with MBA programs and how to do it better, and that problems in business are not about HR or finance or strategy, but they're interconnected. And this whole teaching over the last 15 years was all about integrative thinking. So that I found that very inspiring. And I've seen this gentleman's journey because I was in an MBA program where he taught strategy, and then he moved from there on to actually do this other thing. So that's that. And then the third one was the Freakonomics podcast, where they disintegrate digital marketing spend and what it's worth and what it's not, and what are the thinking flaws in it and what it means for limiting beliefs of people. So these are like the three program I've recently find super interesting.
Awesome. So Philip, in these times where we are facing an extraordinary situation, what's the biggest surprise you've had in the last few months?
Yeah, so I would say the biggest surprise on the COVID is that technology can really bring people closer together. So despite the distance that everyone is doing home office, I could witness how teams grow closer together, especially with my team. That's definitely the case. We know each other much better. We spend quite a lot of time talking to each other. And when we do so, by the way, Teams is a really great, great tool to do that. We turn on our videos, we see each other. So it's almost compensating for the lack of social life that we're currently having by staying or having to stay at home. I can compensate with that. So that's a big surprise to me.
Awesome. Our last question would be, how are you planning to spend the holidays this year, Thomas?
Well, so we're recording on the 11th of December. I think that's an important date stamp because whatever we say might age really badly. So, well, the easy answer will probably be relatively bored, but we'll still, according to current regulations, plan to go to our place in the Alps, and then we'll might or might not do a bit of skiing, but currently we lean towards not doing any skiing, but just enjoy the snow a bit, do some walking and probably build some Legos with the kids and do some flight simulator for myself. So that's probably this year's Christmas.
Sounds cool. What about you, Philip?
Yeah, so I love cooking. So I'll probably do a marathon of cooking for my wife and myself, try things out that I've never done. I'm not a really particularly good baker. So my wife already bought a few things so that I can try it out. So I'm going to bake a cake or some bread or whatever. So, you know, do things that relax, that allow us to relax, but also to enjoy. So creating something for the taste buds.
That sounds awesome.
How about yourself?
So, you know, since I'm studying, Philip, I have my exams in January, so I won't do anything besides studying. Thank you for the time we have spent today so our listeners can get to know you better. We hope that they will enjoy this special episode as much as I did, and we wish you all happy holidays. Stay safe and take care.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Happy holidays.